Thanks so much for joining us on Cranford Radio. My name is Bernie Wagenblast. If today's episode sounds a little bit different, it's because we are doing it on location. We're at Cranford High School in the library in the relatively new podcast studio that was created here. And we're going to be talking with Tara O'Connor. She is one of the co-presidents of the Cranford Fund for Educational Excellence. Tara, welcome to Cranford Radio.
Thank you for having me, Bernie. Pleasure to be here.
We're going to talk about this particular studio that we're in. But before we do that, for folks who aren't familiar with the Cranford Fund for Educational Excellence, why don't you tell us what the organization's all about, if you would, please?
Absolutely. Happy to do so. So the CFEE, as we're more commonly called, the Cranford Fund for Educational Excellence, we were started about two decades ago by some members of the community, and we really just wanted to support innovative educational initiatives in the Cranford schools. So the grants that we provide support ideas that are aligned with the goals and focus areas of the district schools, but are outside of the regular school budgets.
So give me an example of some of the things that you funded in the past.
So this studio that we are sitting in right now is a perfect example of a grant that we have funded recently. And so this is part of a larger makerspace that we funded within Cranford High School. It included a podcast studio, some Cricut equipment, some 3D printers. So really gave the students here at Cranford High School the opportunity to flex those creative muscles and do some innovative and different things outside of the normal classroom setting.
Now, obviously, this is something that you have done at the high school, but you also do things at the elementary school level as well and at the middle school level. So tell us about some of those projects, please.
Correct. We have funded a few grants for drones and robotics across all levels of schools, elementary, middle, and high school. We've also funded a lot of grants at the elementary school level for things like flexible seating. Sounds kind of funny, but as you and I know, it's not always comfortable to sit at a traditional desk. Mm-hmm. And so providing grants for flexible seating has made learning easier for some students who don't want to be confined to a typical desk and chair all day long. They might sit on an exercise ball, or they might sit in a beanbag chair for their reading time. So those are things that the school's budget cannot always provide. So the CFEE is happy to help provide teachers with these extras for their classroom that really help learning and help drive innovation and help the students feel more comfortable in their own space.
You touched on this a little bit already, but to maybe get in a little more depth about it, how do teachers make these requests to the CFEE?
That's a very good question, Bernie. So we do have a grant process. It typically kicks off in March. We communicate the grant process throughout the district through the principals at every school. The teachers are invited to apply for these grants through our form. They have about 8 weeks, 2 months to do so, and then we as a board collectively will review all of the grants. We will get feedback from all the board members, make some decisions, and then we go and sit with Dr. Rubin and administration and make sure that the funds that we are planning on providing don't overlap with something that may perhaps be school funded in the future. We just want to make sure that we're making the best use of the funds that we raise throughout the community.
Do you typically find that there are more requests for funds than funds that are available to meet those requests?
In the past, yes. It's been an interesting few years, as we all know. Our big event that helps us raise this money, which is Trivia Night, did not happen in 2021 or 22. With that, we have not had funds to provide to the schools. We kind of pulled back a bit on the grant process this past year because of the lack of funding. But prior to 2021, we absolutely saw way more demand for grants than the funds that we had to distribute amongst the schools.
You talk about the trivia night, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But are there other ways that you also raise funds to help fund some of these projects?
We do. I mean, just a typical, ask for donations, especially around Giving Tuesday, which is coming up just this Tuesday after Thanksgiving. You know, we always have that drive for donations on our site. We have done some non-traditional fundraisers. We had to get a little creative back in the pandemic. So we have sold Halloween lawn signs that indicated if your house was trick-or-treater friendly or not. And we also do sell 50-50 tickets. So that's typically part of our trivia night, but in 21, when we did not have an event, we decided to move forward with still holding that 50-50 raffle and gave it our best effort to raise as much money as possible without a physical event happening.
Mm-hmm. about that trivia night, which I've had an opportunity to be involved with the last couple of years that it was held. Tell us a little bit, for those who aren't familiar with the trivia night, how that all operates. It is quite an event.
It is quite an event, Bernie. We are very excited to bring it back in 23. It's less than 100 days away. So we are kicking it into high gear with fundraising, and we'll be selling tickets soon. This will be our sixth trivia night. So I have been a part of the past four. This will be my fifth, so five out of six. And it's really a fun event. If you haven't been there yet, I highly encourage your attendance. We're hoping it's a hot ticket. We do only have room to have 40 teams in attendance. And so essentially, you buy a table, you have your team participate in the event. We have seven rounds of trivia, everything ranging from current events to Cranford trivia. It's a really fun night. All of the funds that we raise do go to provide these grants within the district. We hold the event at the VFW in Kenilworth. There's fun entertainment in between trivia rounds, but all in all, it's healthy competition. Outside of the questions themselves, we also award some spirit awards. Mm-hmm. So we do encourage teams to bring their A game. Teams have very creative team names. They're decked out in costume. It's definitely a very fun night.
These teams, how many people are on a typical team?
We do allow teams to be up to 10 people. Most teams do max out at 10. We have had some teams, though, that are 8. It's, you know, really up to you. But again, you know, max of 40 teams. So once tickets do go on sale, we do see them sell out pretty quickly.
And for anyone who wants to circle the date on their calendar, I believe it's going to be February 25th, as you mentioned, at the Kenilworth VFW.
Yes, it is.
They're on what is the continuation of Orange Avenue. I think it's actually South 20th, but I'm not sure the street name. But,
right around the bend.
Yes, exactly. Now, we're, of course, going to have a link to the CFEE site, so anyone who would like to donate or to get more information about the organization, they'll be able to go there and get that information. But for those who also maybe would like to volunteer and become involved with the organization, how might they do that?
Absolutely. I would say you could send an email to cfee@cranfordfund.org. That's the general inbox for the organization. If you know me personally in town, tap me on the shoulder, send me a message. We are always looking for people to help out the organization, especially around our big fundraising event, which is Trivia Night, which will be held in February. It's a labor of love. There's a lot of work that goes into it, and it's really rewarding to see the event take place and see the smiles in the room and the laughter and the celebration. It is quite a night, but even more so, it's so rewarding when we get to tally the money that we raised and give it back to the schools to see these grants in action, like this room we're sitting in right now. It's so rewarding. It really makes me appreciate all the time and effort I put into the organization, as well as all the other members of the board, to see our hard work come to life, because this is what it's all about. We really want to make our school district operate on a higher octane and, you know, provide those things that our traditional school budget cannot. So happy to see it.
You talk about, obviously, the teachers making requests, but when I was doing a little bit of research, there was also a request that came from Dr. Rubin, the superintendent of schools, during the pandemic for some things.
Correct.
Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Absolutely. I'm sure, as we all remember, we had to pivot very quickly into a virtual school environment. And with that, there was a lot of unknown. So there were definitely a lot of concerns about security when it came to virtual schooling. And so Dr. Rubin reached out, and it happened to be right after our last trivia event that was held in February of 2020, right before the world shut down. So fortunately, we did have funds to allocate to the school. Dr. Rubin put in a request for Gaggle, which essentially helped make our district's virtual schooling more secure. So as a board, we evaluated it kind of in an emergency situation and decided to go for it, because it was essential to keeping our virtual school environment going. So we were very, very happy to help out in contributing to the funding of Gaggle for Dr. Rubin and for a district-wide effort.
Terry, you mentioned how rewarding it is to see the funds turn into physical things that can be used in the schools. As we mentioned, we're here in the podcast studio, which was funded by the CFEE. But do you have a chance to see a lot of the different projects that get funded, or is it just something that you hear about, maybe see pictures of, that sort of thing?
We do get to see a lot of the grants in action. As a board, we take it upon ourselves to follow up with the teachers once the grants have been funded to get some feedback from them. We also ask if they are willing to share some photos or videos of the actual grant in action in their classroom. It really helps us as an organization show the community exactly what it is that we're doing. And I mean, I know I'm a very visual person. If I can see something, I'm like, hey, yeah, I'm all about it. Like, let's make it better. It is great. We do share a lot of those stories on our website, on our social pages, and as well as within local media.
And again, we will have that link to the CFEE site. So if you'd like to actually see some of the projects that the CFEE has funded, you can go to that link and check it out. And I think with that, Tara, we're going to say this is a wonderful organization that you are involved with, and you and many others obviously are involved with. And we thank you so much for not only being part of the podcast, but for all the work that you and the others have been doing for the Cranford Public Schools.
Thank you, Bernie. It's an honor, and we're really happy to do it. And I would just encourage anyone, again, that's interested in volunteering, in reaching out through the website, which is cranfordfund.org. We also would highly encourage you to think about donating to the foundation this coming Giving Tuesday, especially if you have an employee match program. Just think about that untapped potential. You know, hey, if you can give us a $50 donation, we essentially will get $100 back. And if every family in Cranford could make that small donation, it would make a huge impact across our district.
Well, we've been talking on this episode of Cranford Radio with Tara O'Connor. She is one of the co-presidents of the Cranford Fund for Educational Excellence, better known as the CFEE. Tara, thanks so much.
Thank you, Bernie.